Hello, and welcome to the Thursday Night Kiss Item podcast. I'm the host, Cordelia. Today in this episode, we're finally going to talk about one of my favorite manga, Kino. Nani tapeta? What did you eat yesterday? Part 1. Simply just because I had too many things to say about this manga. So today, we'll just only talk about the concept and the artist Fumi Yoshinaga. The first time I heard about this manga was long time ago at the one of Alashi's regular TV show called Alashi Nishiagale. They introduced many restaurant and food from the food-related manga. And because it was guest Mizuki Takahata request. And one of the manga that she mentioned was this one. Kino, nani tabeta? What did you eat yesterday? And that's where I started to read this manga. What Did You Eat Yesterday is a manga theory written and illustrated by Fumi Yoshinaga. This food and also slice of life theory manga focus on the relationship between Hiro Kakake and Kenji Yabuki. This is a middle-aged gay couple living in Tokyo. This manga was first published in Morning, called Morningu, in 2007, and it's still ongoing. Then 12 years later, it was adopted into a TV theory by TV Tokyo, and I think it was in 2019, and then there was a New Year special episode in 2020, and then a movie following in 2021. The whole story conducts a very rich world war setting without too many ups and downs, and it's centered around the 3 meals a day. Daily necessary, you know, like rice, oil, salt, soy sauce, vinegar, and tea are the ingredients of this manga. There are morning, the rush hours, traffic jams, troubles from work, supports between this middle-aged couple, and complaints among people around them. You know, they also have this like uptight and homophobic parents, and all of this make up the daily life of Shiro and Kenji. Some people might dislike the slice of life manga because it is just life and nothing special to it. And for some people, life is boring and they're living it. Why they have to read a manga about it again? So therefore, you know, they often question, the people that I know or surrounding me or online, they will say, what is the point of reading a manga like this? They sometimes say fantasy or adventure, or let's say the hot-blooded manga are the best. Well, okay. What Did You Eat Yesterday is still fun and exciting to read. Even if it is all about those long days, like everybody's days, the life in the manga is well captured and enhanced by the manga artist Yoshinaga. In the story, this gay couple, like any other couple, takes every second of life seriously. Food is the most important thing for people, and delicious food cannot disappoint, and this love for food is burnt in every chef, Shiro, Kanako-san, and Kohinata-san, all embedded in their knife, their salt, their ingredients, because food is essential to life. So, what kind of person that Shiro Kakei is? Well, even though Shiro just wants to be recognized as a lawyer, who doesn't want to work hard but still cares. Shiloh is definitely can be considered as the most desirable target for many who are single of today. Because, you know, he's in his early 40s, but he still look good. Oh, he's handsome. And he is also very comfortable with his own diet and his own lifestyle, which is, you know, perhaps is the, you know, the golden one that you can see next to you on the public transit and will make you to look back at him several times. Oh yeah, you know, if I see someone look like Shiloh next to me on the transit, I will definitely look at him so many times and maybe even sneak some photos and send to my friends. Oh, sorry, out of the topic here. But Shiloh is a really real person. He has this real personality. You know, at supermarket, he is the elite sales hunter. He knows well where the food on sale because he read the flyers page by page and he find them and to pick the best one by the first glance and think about the good recipe goes with it at the second glance. He's like a genius of doing that things. He's a superstar at the supermarket. And that's where he met a very important friend, Kanako-san, at the supermarket. But also, Shiloh at home, he cooks. He takes care of the household. He saves money for the retirement life. And he cooks so well that without messing things around. But one thing about Shiloh, he has fears. He has the fears of his own sexuality as he hasn't been 100% public announced his own sexuality and his relationship with his partner Kenji, which made him not a perfect person, but which made him so lovable by the readers. A lot of lines that were the things that Shiloh shared in the manga was so real. I can definitely picture someone like him in my real life, or even sometimes myself, how I think about the world. So that's why I like him. I like him a lot. Then, what kind of person is Kenji, the partner? Well, Kenji definitely is not just a good hairdresser. Kenji is the best. He has a very easygoing personality and also has a light heart. He is definitely like absolutely in love with Shiloh. And he is satisfied with their relationships and the food that Shiloh makes every time. One thing I appreciate Kenji the most is he says his love through words loud and sound. He also is not perfect. He has fears as well. Of course, fears came from Shiloh because, you know, he didn't 100% came out to the public and also kind of hided his relationship with Kenji. But with the story develop, the change of Shiloh definitely comfort Kenji a lot. But Kenji is a real person as well. He says things and he's jealous and he even cries and yells at Shiloh and wants to wake him up and to face his own sexuality and relationship and life. Which made Kenji the most lovable person in this manga. Well, how can I describe the manga artist for What Did You Eat Yesterday, Fumi Yoshinaga here, for my dear listeners for this podcast? Well, yeah, she is indeed one of my favorite manga artists for sure. Well, in summary, I would say Yoshinaga is a very successful boys love manga artist. She is also a food lover and a feminist. I would love to call her sensei. So Yoshinaga sensei was born and raised in Tokyo. She attended Keio University, and where she was a member of the manga club. And at there, she started at the dojishi of the Slam Dunk. For those listeners who doesn't know, the Slam Dunk is one of the most classic sports title basketball topic shonen manga, like manga for boys. It was very popular at the late 80s, 1980s and early 1990s. She was inspired by the relationships between the Kokule and Mizui in the Slam Dunk manga. So she took the setting and extends the relationship in her own interpretations and draw the dojishi. So the dojishi actually is a kind of undergrad, well, it's not underground anymore, but it's mostly self-published work that usually people can find them in the comic markets, drawn by the manga fans, their own interpretations of certain relationship in the settings in the original mangas. So, you know, her career started with the Tojishi, and later in 1994, she made her debut with a BL manga called The Moon and the Sandals, but which was actually also first appeared in the comic market, and then later was serialized in the Hanoto magazine. So Yoshinaga sensei's career took off with the popular manga called Antique Bakery, and which was serialized from 1999 to 2002. This manga theory was also adopted into a TV show and it was really popular among the young girls. I remember read the manga and also watched the TV show when I was in middle school. Then later, she published her another most popular and well-known manga theory called Oku, which is also translated into the inner chamber. So that actually tells the story that a female shogun, the general in the military in the Kokutawa time, who has 3,000 beautiful young men as a servant. The setting is actually a gender-reversed retelling of the Tokugawa Tampiri history in Japan. This work won many multiple awards, not only because of Yoshinaga's extreme, like, great art, but also because of the concept and the topic. So one of the special prize it won was at the Japanese Association of the Feminine Scientific Fiction Award. It means a lot. It means a lot for Yoshinaga herself, and also the topic and the LGBT minorities and gender roles that she has nonstop trying to merge into her own work. Besides the gender experiment that she did within the BL or, let's say, the shoujo manga, the mangas for females, Yoshinaga sensei is also really well-known food lover. Many of her stories occurred partially or even wholly about food in the kitchen or in the restaurant setting. So for her, you know, even her first debut manga, The Moon and the Sandals, it tells a story about a young man cooks for his lover and he's actually a very picky food eater. So in the year 2007, in an interview Yoshinaga Sensei did with a BL reader that she confirmed that herself to be a feminist. She said her idea of feminism is not an effort to find a morally realistic compromise, but is to actually call attention for the minorities, LGBT communities, and also women themselves to see the possibilities beyond what the society told them to do. She wants her work can call the awareness of gender and also to seek a balance in the relationship between or among the males and females and LGBT communities. So in the interview, Yoshinaga Sensei said, "I want my readers to understand that the happiness that people can get is not easy, especially for women and also LGBT communities, that it has to through trying hard, going through the process and being frustrated. My BL work deals with minorities. I show that the pain of gay people who cannot fit in our society in Japan. Minorities have to deal with the society before they can achieve happiness. I want people to be aware of this. I want people to know their definition of the happiness is not easy. I used to think there's no way I could portray anything to do with the feminism in the manga, but I did it with Oku and started a conversation about the gender and gender role in What Did You Eat Yesterday?" When I was questioned most of the time here where I am right now in North America, that when did I start thinking about the sexualities and gender roles, I often told them that I started with reading Yoshinaga Sensei's manga, which is really shocking to a lot of people to hear. But it's true that Yoshinaga Sensei's work did not just contribute the growth of BL's manga industries, but also she raised awareness of gender equalities and sexualities in Japan society, or maybe the whole East Asian society. I definitely have a lot of things to say about Yoshinaga Sensei's manga. But since this is just the part one on the topic of What Did You Eat Yesterday, so I will cut it short this time. And let's go back to the story a little bit more. If you ask me what do I think about the relationship between Kenji and Shiro, I would say that their relationship is reflected in everywhere in the manga. For example, the food that they made, the preparation of it, the way how they cook it, and the decor on the dining table. To me, the metaphors are everywhere. So, their relationship is warm, just like the miso soup served at night. Their relationship is healthy, like the way how the ingredients are cut and prepared. Their relationship is no different from most others, just like that common wooden table in their dining hall. I really don't want to share too much about the stories, so no spoiler at all this time, but I can't promise for the part 2 and part 3. This manga is already translated into English up until to volume 20, and it is up to date with the Japanese edition. This manga is also available in print and also electronic format. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we will continue to talk more about What Did You Eat Yesterday and the manga artist Yoshinaga Sensei. Before we head into the part 2 and part 3, I hope my listener will give this manga a try since it's already translated into English. I promise this is a good one. It's almost like life-changing for me. This episode is edited by Grace and written by me, Cordelia. I also translated any dialogue mentioned in this episode from Japanese. Thank you for listening. Talk to you soon in our next episode.